You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
So we have a command that you have to Ish Aviv Ve'imo Tirao. It means...
What does it mean?
A man has to...
I don't know.
...be scared of his father and his mother.
No, Chas V'Shalom, not to be scared. It means he has to have... he has to have such a fear from the father and the mother. So when you have, or supposed to have, fear from somebody, so that means...
Respect.
High respect for them.
You respect them?
Yes.
Not necessarily.
But you love them.
For sure not.
Listen.
Listen! Ah, Chazak Yabarov, beautiful, beautiful, very nice. So that means the Torah has... type of connection, because keeping Shabbat and having the fear of the father and the mother at the same pasuk, we say Ish Aviv Eimo Tirao Shabbatotai Tishmor, and the connection between Shabbat and the fear of the father and mother is. There's no respect here. We're not talking about respect. It doesn't say to respect.
The punishment, then
so that's with all the mitzvot. So all the mitzvot. You cannot get away from not doing the mitzvot. There's no such a thing. We have no option. That goes without saying. What's so special about Shabbat? You keep Shabbat sometimes? Sorry?
Yeah,
Shabbat.
Yeah.
What is it?
You have
extra neshama. Very nice.
So the fear of a parent is to be extra neshama?
Could be.
Of Shabbat, you have to have fear of Hashem also.
Well, that applies to any mitzvah. Any mitzvah, you do it for the sake of Hashem, because it's a command. It's called mitzvah. And the term of mitzvah is tzivui. It's a command. So why the Shabbat and the matter of the father and the mother, it's in the same verse. What's the connection?
Enjoyment, you have the donation.
I'm sorry? Yeah, that's about, how many people they like to put on tefillin? How many people they like to put on tefillin? So you have to go against your nature, especially both of them. No. For sure you have to go against your nature. This applies to every mitzvah.
Keeping the halakhot of the Shabbat is so important, fear of parents is so important, and what should
So every mitzvah, the halakha is important.
So what's the reason for that?
I don't know. And not only that, the respect of the parents, as we just about to arrive in Har Sinai, it's on the first tablet. It should be on the second one, because the first one, it's a relation, and the commands between us and Hashem. So now the second one is the obligation between us and fellow Jew. But here, for some reason, the respecting parents happen to be on the fifth one. Has to be on the sixth one. It's on the fifth one. And the...
It's on the first level.
The first, right, top. Yeah.
So it's equivalent to the fear of Hashem.
Sorry?
It's the same
almost. Yeah. Right. When does Shabbat arrive? When does it arrive?
Friday evening.
So can you tell Shabbat, you know, I'm running late, I'm in traffic, you know, maybe just come a little bit later?
No?
You have no choice?
No choice.
No choice. For tefillin, you have choice?
No.
You have. You don't need to do it on a certain time. You can do it all day. No? So now, many might think, you know, I wish I had a different Abba. Many say that.
Yeah.
You know people that say that? Many say that. I'm saying, you know, maybe if my mother would have a better...
education.
Better... No, Chas v'Shalom. Huh?
Better choice.
No. No, Chas v'Shalom. No, what happened to you today? No, she would have a better type of food to make me, I would like her more. But I'm sorry, you know, that's what the father and the mother that you have. Can you change it?
No.
You cannot change it. So now, why the same command that we have about the father and the mother and we have Shabbat, so Tosha says, the same way that you cannot be optional that when the Shabbat comes, this is the Abba and Ima is given to you. Enjoy it. You have no choice. So that becomes very, very, very difficult task. Because you think something and the mother thinks something else. The mother says, do this. You say, no, I can't. So that becomes a little bit funny. Why? Because you cannot have the same attitude that you have to your parents to the Shabbat. So that means the same law that applies for the Shabbat, you have to have with your Abba and Ima.
Sorry? Be the exception.
There's no exception.
If that says something that against the Torah's Abba.
No, that's not exception. That goes without saying. That's not, you know, that's not an exception. You have to respect your parents. You have to fear them. And then sometimes people, they're very careless. Very, very careless. Because they cause pain for the parents. They cause pain for the mother. And then they don't realize that what they're doing. Right? Because we like to do whatever we want to do. And sometimes we become very selfish. And we feel it's our life. And it has nothing to do with our parents. It's not true. And here we see very, very powerful message. You cannot play with Shabbat. The Shabbat comes, that's it. You're done, finished. That's how it is with your parents. So now here there's an interesting point that we have in Siman Rishmen, the 240 laws of the Yoredeah that talks about all the detailed points about how to respect parents. So now, what are the halachot that we have? You're not permitted to sit in the special chair of your Abba. You can't. It's asur. Because that's the Abba chair. That's a halacha that even after Ma'av Esrim, that chair is Abba's chair. You cannot sit. Or you cannot call them on their name. Like, let's say, you have a friend that comes home and he has the same name as your Abba. You cannot call your friend the name. Like if they, let's say his name is Shimon. You cannot say Shimon because you're disrespecting your Abba. Anytime that you speak about your Abba, your Imma, Avi Mori Atedet Roshi Taj Salam. Mori Ima Morati. That's how you have to call your parents. So now, here is an interesting point that we learn that the same way that you're not permitted to sit in your Abba's chair, your Abba, in the same aspect, you should not permit yourself to sit in your Abba chair. Your Abba in Shammai. Because sometimes you want to sit in your Abba's chair and you say, I know better than you. So that means you feel Hashem misjudge you. So now you want to sit in your Abba Bashamayim in heaven and say, why is it like this? Why does this to me? Why is he doing this to me? Why I have to go through this? So now here, you see the halakha says you cannot sit in your Abba chair. More so, in your Abba in Shamayim. And people sometimes forget. They get upset. They get angry. They get unhappy. They lose hope. Things that you don't know. So don't forget, not only you cannot sit in your Abba's chair, also the seat of Abba Sheba Shamayim. That's much severe.
You have to take it as it's come along.
So now here there was the story. I went to meet a Hasid, wanted to see his Rav. So he goes to his Rav, I'm thinking about that Rav, you know, I have a problem I need to discuss with you. I have to consult with you, you know, I don't know what to do. So what's the problem? So he says, you know, Kibbutz Arab, lately I became very, very sensitive. Very sensitive. My breaker pops immediately. And I get angry. So the Admor HaKadosh, he says, you know, it's a little busy right now. You go sit in the waiting room and I'll be with you soon. So he goes outside. He leaves the door open. He tells the Gabbai loud, go make him angry. Make him angry. No, see what he does. So now the guy outside hears the Admor because he wanted to hear. So the Gabbai just cup of coffee. And then he goes sit next to him. So how are you doing? So he tilts the cup and a little bit pours on his pants. She says, I'm sorry. Say no, it's okay. I called me Nashamayim. It's okay. So then comes the drink and he put it on the side and then he pours the cup on his shirt. I said, wait, I'm sorry, I don't know where my head is. No, don't worry, it's okay, everything's fine. Don't get upset, it's okay, everything's okay. So now, a little bit later, the Admor calls him in. He says, I'm sorry, I couldn't talk to you. So what's the problem? You know, the Gabbai just came to me and said, you know, he spilled the coffee on you. So but he said that you handled it very nicely, didn't get angry at nothing. I said, yeah, Kibbutz Arab, I heard that you told him to come and, you know, aggravates me. So I controlled myself. I said, Chacham, if you know that I had planned for you and you control yourself, if you know that Ribbono Shel Olam, whoever that is, aggravates you, he just want to test you, would you get angry?
No.
Huh?
No.
Would you get angry at your brother?
No.
No. Why? Because Hashem told him to get you angry. Huh? See how simple it is? And the but the problem here is you think he does it himself. You don't say Hashem told him to get you angry. Hashem told you to get you upset. Hashem told him to activate you. That's what you don't think. Why? Because you want to sit in your Abba's chair. That's what your problem is. But if you knew that Hashem planned everything, you're not going to get angry. So this Hasid, he's going to hold himself. Why? Because he heard. He heard the Atmar said, go get him angry. So that's what Hashem does all the time. But if you knew and if you are aware that it's all plan of Ribbono Shel Olam, nothing would bother you. Nothing.
Amen.
Nothing. You would be staying happy, full of spirit, full of smile.
Amen.
You don't need anything bothers you. Hashem is a keno to not sit in our Abba's chair.
Amen.
And it's going to be
sure. You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishima, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.